Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here to great radio stations from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting out there on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, on the website. We're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. And, of course, also broadcasting to some of the leading independent stations out there, too. I'm very happy to be heard by a cross-section of all of them. Now, we also want to remind you that you can hear us on the Internet. Our stream is over there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is streaming the show right now, as well as GCNLive.com. And many of the radio stations out there have the show streaming as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and other petroleum-related products so we can go where we want to go this weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show is the exact wording, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. And, oh, we're on X as at Captain's America. And our website, again, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we've got over there, including the direct links to the people that I'm going to introduce to you right now. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back for another hour. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yay. 81 degrees, clear skies, and everybody's happy because we're not getting Hurricane Hillary. All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got a question for Denise right off the bat, and I think you know what it is, so go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise. And we're wondering to get your take this morning, of course, on this meeting. I think it was the first kind of meeting that we've ever had between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea, where they held basically what amounts to a summit, I suppose, at Camp David. Why is this important, and what do you think they might have accomplished, if anything?
And what was really important was that you could get the two leaders, Japan and South Korea, kind of in the same place and have civil discussions. The two countries have not liked each other for, I don't know, like the last 30-some-odd years. So that piece was important. and really significant. There's also some issues of the toxic waste from the Japan nuclear plant meltdown, and that apparently there's some discussion or some issues about South Korea and having some responsibility of taking some of that nuclear waste or something. I don't know all the details on that one. That one's way above my pay grade. But the question was asked yesterday to all of them about China, and they pretty much said we didn't discuss China, which is a load of crap, because they obviously did. But they didn't want to bring it up, which says we got three countries now that are terrified of China. And while, interestingly enough, while this little summit was going on, Taiwan reported 42 Chinese warplane incursions during their military drills into Taiwan's airspace, which is the reason that they should have been having this discussion and summit. And I would argue it probably should have lasted a couple of days instead of a couple hours. So the only discussion they really should have had is cooperation and immediate plan of actions by what we would necessarily call the Asian NATO about how to deal with Beijing. So it kind of, they talked around it in a big, huge way. In fact, they didn't even really want to say the word China. They were kind of forced to, but it almost hurt for the words to come out of their mouths. As for Biden himself, I was really kind of embarrassed. He didn't follow protocol. Virtually every answer that he made to every question that was posed to him came off a 3x5 card. So, you know, he specifically called out certain media. They knew what the questions were, and he pre-read the answers. And I would argue he could hardly even read the answers. So I was embarrassed.
Hold that thought. We'll be more embarrassed when we get going on the next subject here. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. If so, tell a friend. Tell a friend. We're user-friendly here.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With Denise Simon of FoundersCodes.com, right here on Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will do just that. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll be right back with Kyle and Denise after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they are part of a company that's been in business for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, what you can do is you can get your car or your truck policy and take a look and see what they would charge you over at Geico for the same policy you've got now wherever you're at. Do a little cost comparison. Go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And there you'll also be able to get an opportunity to find out who your local agent is and call them up if that's what you want to do. But the easiest way, geico.com. Now, remember, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you bundle that together with your car policy or truck policy, whichever it might be, and save you some money. But where you really save the big money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy along with your car. Put it all together, and you will save a boatload of money, and you'll be happy after you get done doing that with today's rates. That's how you do it. Bundling together saves the money. All right, so that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, check them out on the web, or go over there and find out where your agent is, and give them a call and do it that way. So, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And up to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to take a caller right away, and it's Backgammon Bob. So, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I see in the Ukraine situation that they are going to send these F-16s over to Ukraine, And I was wondering, are these the new improved versions that they've upgraded?
No.
And
no. Nope.
They're not.
Nope.
And will the Ukrainians strike deep into Russia, and will that cause a lot of problems? And I know there are some of our politicians are getting skeptical of the amount of massive aid that we are sending to Ukraine, and will that cause problems for Biden, and how will that affect the upcoming election? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, go ahead, Denise.
No, they aren't the upgraded planes, and these are fighters. These are really for defense. And I said it wrong yesterday that the Ukrainians were being trained to fly them in Germany. That's not right. I think they were being taught in the Netherlands. That's where they're going through that training. Look, what Ukraine needs here is not in their counteroffensive. What they're necessarily doing is using drones to strike key things along in the battle front and not to go into Russia. At this point, I don't think they necessarily need to go into Russia. They just need to, hit the supply chains and things that are feeding the front lines over in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Yep.
Both countries, interestingly enough, if you start peeling back a few layers, both Russia and China are experiencing some financial woes here at this point. Russia has been experiencing for a while, but now China is too. As a matter of fact, their younger generation in China has a 20.1% unemployment rate. There are factories that are pulling back on the hours of operation, and some of them are even closing. Now, that may be because some foreign countries that use manufacturing in China are weaning themselves from those operations. But nonetheless, both of them are kind of financially in trouble, which says to me that could be especially dangerous, because both countries could be very aggressive, very assertive in this conflict with Ukraine. We would think they would necessarily back off, but I'm not sure that that's the case. There was some of that discussion yesterday at the Camp David summit. But I'm not sure I got anything out of what, those discussions were when it came to Russia and Ukraine. It may have been a little bit on the China side, but, I don't think that those F-16s are going to get there anytime soon. In fact, I think they're going to have to make a couple of stops, or at least one stop in some country before they even get to Ukraine. So, not to fret just yet. They're not gonna go across borders into Russia.
Probably Poland, yeah. Right?
No, I don't think so. No? I didn't hear Poland at all.
Okay.
Now, Matt, you had a question from a caller about the solar thing. And the extreme heat. For the sake of your caller or your question, I don't really keep up with the solar conditions in the sun, but I'm looking at NASA's website, and they tend to be a little pro-climate change over there, too, but they're saying that, no, the sun and solar are not affecting these high heat temperatures that we're getting. What they're saying is just air is getting trapped in the Earth's surface, but in the stratosphere or in the outer atmosphere, it is not. So if you want to use some quasi-experts on NASA, the answer to that is no. I hope that helps your answer the question. I'm really not qualified beyond that because I haven't kept up with it.
Okay, Kyle?
All right. Well, Denise, I got my question's twofold for you here. It's going to go international, but then go right back to domestic. So I'll just go ahead and ask it as a twofold question. Number one, can you tell us what you think about the Saudi Crown Prince meeting Iran's foreign minister as they're trying to get a little bit more cozy, it would seem, and why is that happening? And then also, how does one make news at the GOP debate if there's no Donald Trump there? What do you think?
Goodness, I don't even know how those are tied together, but okay.
They're not. They're just like it is. Yeah.
Two countries don't like each other, Iran and Saudi Arabia, or at least they didn't. Saudi Arabia was particularly angry at Iran because of the Houthis and the attacks that were coming out of Yemen into Saudi Arabia for airport and oil infrastructure. So I think that there's some meetings there going, you know, stop this nonsense. We've got some other things that we have to deal with, and that other thing we have to deal with is oil and safety of the transit of oil going through the Straits of Hormuz. So I believe that's where the the summit, if you will, on that summit, crazy when that one is, will concentrate on. As far as the debates on who's going to necessarily have some breakout moments, I'm not sure that anybody will necessarily get any breakout moments in this based on the types of questions that are asked. They sometimes have to answer them in their own way and not a direct answer to the question. Now, Fox is doing both of these debates as moderators. Fox News Channel is one and Fox Business is the second one. And so it'll be interesting to see how they talk around all things Trump, because it doesn't look like he's showing up. And I'm disappointed in that. In fact, I'm really kind of disgusted that he's not. I think that voters need to hear from him. There's so much that is happening in the Trump orbit that he needs to be present on that stage. Brett Baer tends to ask some hard questions, and we'll see how they get answered.
Okay, we will talk to you bright and early Monday morning. I'm sure it's going to be an interesting day on Sunday morning with all the talking head shows. Have yourself a great day and stay cool. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Third live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA
Breaking news update. The U.S. Border Patrol says immigrant encounters are down from this time last year. Brian Shook with more.
In new statistics released on Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to July 2022. The Border Patrol noted that total encounters went up from June, but the number of single adults found by agents is around the same level. Officials say that means the use of expedited removal after the end of Title 42 is working. I'm Brian Shook.
The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students is fighting evidence from prosecutors. In a hearing Friday, defense attorneys for Brian Koberger had witnesses testify about DNA evidence and genealogy testing. Detectives used genealogy tracing to identify Koberger as a suspect in the murders. The defense wants to make a motion to dismiss the indictment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch and our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one's in Clearwater, Florida. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, and then when you see what it is that you were looking to see and finding out how to become an aviation maintenance tech, give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, or both if you want to. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Find out what many already know about, and that is it'll be the best job, training, and job that you'll get as a result that you've ever had. Those of you coming out of the military, if you've been in aviation maintenance doing something, or if you are already an aviation maintenance tech, you can do the refresher course and get started right away, and you're well on your way to a six-figure salary down the line. Some of you might start with it, some of you might not, but that's the goal. NAA.edu. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You got your helmet on?
I do.
All right, here we go. Now, we talked about the F-16s that are going to go to Ukraine. They're obviously coming from two other sources. These are not top-of-the-line, brand-new F-16s retrofitted. These are aircraft that have been in the system for a while, and they're going to be used, as you just heard many of you, Denise, say, Denise Simon, they're going to be used predominantly for defense and for defending their troops against the Russian troops out in the battles in the trenches. That's pretty much what they're going to be used for, which is going to make them somewhat of a target, if you will, for the Russians with their drones and with their heat-seeker missiles that they have, and we'll see how that works out. But in the meantime, something else that happened this week was with Israel. Israel confirmed their largest ever defense deal with Germany for a $3.5 billion purchase of the Arrow defense missile system to go along with their Iron Dome system. And, Kyle, that is significant.
Well, it really is, you know, especially when we see the video from time to time coming out of Israel. We're not talking about a missile is launched at Israel.
Nope.
We're talking lots and lots of rockets being launched at Israel, and they have to have very sophisticated defense mechanisms for that.
Yeah, and they don't all not get through either. A fair amount of them do, because you can't take down all of them when they fire 50 at a time.
Right, yeah, that's the idea of attrition, and that's what they're banking on, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we also have talked about the Iranians and the fact that they have been harassing commercial shipping for quite some time in the Straits of Hormuz and in the Gulf of Oman, and we have about 3,000 Marines now that are in the region that are ready to assume the position of becoming guards, if you will, security on board these ships as they pass through those areas. Now, in the past, they've been able to thwart the activities of the Iranians coming at them with their fast boats. And I suspect that'll be the case again, because we are very well equipped and very well armed with what we have to make sure that they can't get on those vessels.
Well, exactly right, yeah. And, you know, I think that they're willing to step these kinds of things up. I mean, they definitely want to make some kind of problem in that area.
Right, and that's what they're all about, because they know that they can control the price of oil that way, and the oil never goes down. It always goes up.
Well, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Joe Biden trying to get more money for the Ukraine. We heard about it during the past week. Seeking another $24 billion for Ukraine in a test of bipartisan support. The spending package comes as polls right now have detected a growing wariness over the war amongst the American public focused on problems at home. They would rather see that money go, let's say, for example, to the border to take care of the problem down there. They don't want these people just streaming across the border like there's no tomorrow. And they would love to have the border wall get finished so that we would be at least have half the battle solved for ourselves.
Well, I think the American people are hard-pressed to understand why the priorities seem to be so out of whack in the general sense. They generally support, of course, Ukrainians fighting against Russians in order to preserve their nation. But at the same time, they're also wondering why Joe Biden is more concerned with the Ukrainian-Russian border than he is with the United States-Mexico border.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying. And, of course, the comments being made about the Maui fire and the military, we've got regular military there. We've got National Guard there. We've got some specialized equipment there trying to assist with the recovery because it's no longer rescue. It's recovery. And unfortunately, and I hate to mention this, but unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of children in with the missing. And it appears that they may have perished in the fire. Don't know for sure, but that possibility seems to be coming to light right now. What do you think?
Well, based on some of the local reports and the interviews of people we've seen on Maui, that appears to unfortunately be the case. It's heartbreaking in the extreme.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you're in a situation out there where I'm sure the National Guard's going to be activated before long to deal with the California situation with Hillary coming towards you. And the closer it gets and the more definitive they get, they've got a pretty good idea of what's going to happen. But, again, the storms are so big, they control their own weather and where they want to go. It's not where you hope they're going to go. It's where they're going to go because of whatever little twist or turn they might make along the way when they do what's called wobbling. Then suddenly they either go ashore a little sooner than what they said they were going to or a little further than they said to what they were going to. So in your case, you're going to have to watch like a hawk and make sure it doesn't come up closer to you because then you're going to be sitting in the hot seat.
Well, right. And so far as we know, right now, there have been no evacuations ordered, even out on places like Catalina Island, which is off the coast, obviously, of Southern California, Los Angeles area. They're going to be dealing with, obviously, some very different conditions than we will here on the mainland. But certainly, 1939 is the closest thing we can compare this to for the Southland here. That time, some 45 people died. There was some pretty bad damage, especially along the coastal areas. Again, this is a different thing, but it's in nobody's memory, really, from the time that this happened so long ago.
Okay. Well, hopefully the preparations will be there, but I know the military is going to be playing a very important part in it because they're already there in some cases, but they'll activate more of them and they'll get them situated where they need to be, and they'll start if people are going to be evacuated, they'll start doing that, amongst other things.
Right, and I understand, too, I think FEMA's already prepositioned some resources as well. So
they always do.
The best that everybody can do right now is to make the preparations they can make. It's going to be a lot of wind, so secure items all around your home. Make sure your drainage is good, and hunker down on Sunday. That's what they're telling everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's not the wind. The wind is going to be bad, but it's not going to be what's going to get you. It's the water and the surge that's coming your way. All the low-lying areas with the water that's going to be pushed from the ocean right straight at you. All right, we'll be right back with more Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Final segment coming right up. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York fire rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Well, you know, folks, it's been an interesting week, and there's been a lot of news that have passed through our fingertips during the course of the week because we're all about tomorrow's news tonight and putting things out there. And I was up at Moss Nissan the other day, and I want to play a little something here. Let's find out about Moss and what they're up to. And here we go. We're going to get a little...
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, sir, and I'll tell you what, I was up there the other day, and there were a lot of happy, happy, happy people there, and I ran into a person who was there because of... me saying, tell them the captain sent you, and it was a person that was a veteran, and they were getting a very good deal because they were being given the You Serve, You Save policy, which is always good to see and always good to hear about. But the thing about Moss, and the thing I like about them, is whenever I've needed service, they just take care of what needs to be done, and if there's something that they think, you know, you need to know about, they'll let you know this, that, and the other. But they're not in the business of, like, some of these dealerships and some of these repair places of selling you parts just for the sake they want to sell you a part. If you need it, they'll tell you about it. If you don't, they won't. Or they'll say something like, well, you know, down the line, eventually, you'll need brakes or whatever, okay? And so you get that thought started. But what I like about them is it's a family-run business. And you've got sons, you got daughters, you got cousins, you got nephews in different departments in the business. And that's what life is really about in the real world where I come from, because I was born and brought up on a family farm. So, you know, we did everything together, and the family was just... And it's one of the reasons why I think America's missing a little something in this day and age. But anyway, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Let us say, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I could go on forever about that stuff, because family is the key thing, and people just seem to miss the boat anymore.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, by an extension, America is supposed to be like a family, and we do have family squabbles, we have family talk, and so forth, but the idea in a family is that you're typically always for each other, even though you might disagree, right, on certain things, even key issues, but you're always for one another, and that's what we're missing overall in the country today, unfortunately.
Yep, yep, and yep. Now let's talk about... Donald Trump, the person the Democrats love to hate. But Donald Trump came out and said he's not going to go to the debate on the 23rd. He instead is going to be doing an interview with Tucker Carlson, which I believe is going to be recorded and made available to the public at the exact same time that... Fox puts the debate on.
Right. Yeah, that's what we hear.
So when it comes to ratings, and of course these networks are all about ratings, I'm not sure where Tucker's being seen lately. Is it just his website, or is he on somewhere right now?
Well, I thought he was on X, formerly known as Twitter. And by the way, Captain, maybe we should run some kind of contest that's like, a year from now, what will X be called? We don't know. It's probably a change in the...
Well, Y or Z, right?
That's right. I think you're right. Well, but I think the idea, of course, is to draw attention away from the debate with the quote, other candidates, and it's a way of undermining the idea that there's going to be some kind of debate among other candidates.
Okay. I'm all for that. And, again, Donald Trump, everybody remembers, love him or hate him, everybody remembers what the 4 years of him being president was all about. Once he got things rolling and got things underway, gasoline dropped like a rock. We drilled for our own oil. We were energy self-sufficient. We were selling oil on the world market. Gasoline on election day was $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard for regular. And where are we now?
It's much more expensive. Yeah.
What's the price out there by you? Where are we now?
Oh, well, in my neck of the woods, think $5.39 a gallon, yeah.
And there's no reason for that. None. There just isn't. It's pure and outright greed. And, of course, it's this woke agenda and this other crap and the build a windmill and throw up a sun shield and or whatever, you know, solar and all that stuff. And it's just a bunch of nonsense. All of which, by the way, in time will probably work. But you just don't flip a switch off on gasoline and diesel and oil and fossil fuel-related vehicles that you've been using all your lifetime to move things from point A to B. And by the way, I saw another electric truck. Remember I told you I'm starting to see electric semis?
Right.
I saw another electric truck sitting on the side of the road, and the battery lost its charge. A semi.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not good.
And I pulled over, and I said to the guy, I said, you got help coming? And he says, yeah. He says, they're going to have to give me a charge to where I can get to a charging station and then charge the truck up where I can go on. He says, I thought it was okay, but I ran 50 miles short of what they told me the truck would get.
Wow. Yeah, that's significant.
So here we go again. Apparently their numbers are not accurate. When they say, well, you can go 300 miles or 200 miles or whatever the case is, if you're planning on going that length of time, it's not happening.
Yeah, because now, and I'm not trying to be flip here, but obviously with that sort of setup, there's no way you can just roll in on fumes.
No. Not with an electric vehicle, no.
Right, exactly. Yes,
that's why I keep telling people it's not going to work when it comes to the trucking business. It's not. Because it takes too long to charge these things up. And if you talk about just-in-time freight, which is what this whole country is currently revolved about, around when it comes to our industry, they're not going to be able to do it. And by the way, you can't land an airplane in the parking lot of a factory.
Right. Well, but this is one of the things I think sometimes the Democrat Party elite wants you to get used to. They want you to get used to the idea of less. Right? Not more.
Mm-hmm.
Not more stuff, but less stuff, less availability.
Yep.
And you achieve that when you have electric trucks or things that don't go very far or can't handle the same load.
Yep. Okay. Now let's change gears again because you got about a minute and a half. You people in California, you need to pay attention to the weather. You need to take this seriously out there, and you need to understand one big thing. The water is going to be your main problem, the surge of the water coming towards the shoreline and where that water might push to, because water can go a long ways inland, further than you might think, and we'll see what happens with that. Wind is bad enough. But the wind is going to get slower and slower as the storm gets more towards the land and gets into cold weather and all that stuff. But initially, you don't just shut off a 145-mile-an-hour Category 4 storm. It doesn't work that way. It drops down in stages. So the people on the right side of that storm are going to get blasted for a few hours before it drops down to tropical storm strength and lower.
It's going to be a very significant event. That's by all measures.
And I just hope you're going to be all right where you're at, Mr. Kyle,
because
we'll all be paying attention to what's going on. And if you need anything out there, you got my number, so we'll try to help you out as best we can on this end with the resources that we have. But hopefully you won't need to be yelling at anybody, hollering out.
Well, thank you, Captain. Much appreciated.
And you and the dog. Just you and the dog.
We'll see. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning, the morning after the day before, because you're going to get it on Sunday out there. And I'll talk to you then, Kyle. Be careful.
Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Meanwhile, we'll be back Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m., with more. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.